In a high-stakes address on the fifth anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, President Donald Trump delivered a blunt warning to his party. Speaking at the newly renamed Trump Kennedy Center in Washington, the president told House Republicans that their survival in the 2026 midterms is now inextricably linked to his own. The president didn't mince words during the 84-minute speech. He told lawmakers, "You've got to win the midterms. Because if we don't, they'll find a reason to impeach me." It was a rare admission of political vulnerability, framing the upcoming November elections not just as a fight for legislative control, but as a defensive firewall against a third impeachment trial. The warning comes as the GOP's razor-thin House majority continues to shrink, with recent vacancies and a historical trend where the incumbent party loses seats. Trump is urging absolute unity. He criticized internal dissenters and pressed the party to pivot on key issues, most notably health care, urging them to own the topic by bypassing insurance companies to fund patients directly. Beyond his own preservation, the president called for flexibility on social issues like abortion language to ensure victory in swing districts. He also touted recent foreign policy moves, including the capture of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, as tactical ammunition for the campaign trail. But the underlying message remained clear. Any crack in the Republican majority is a crack in the president's own armor. As Democrats mark the January 6th anniversary with their own ceremonies across town, the battle lines for 2026 are already drawn. For Donald Trump, the midterms are no longer just about policy. They are about a referendum on his presidency itself. Reporting from Washington, I'm Your Name.